Okay then, Gary, I said this to Adam Lishens, you'd call that a hard-fought point, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was. I joked in the press before the game, but I went and watched the UFC after the last game. I think that probably game was a little bit more like UFC in terms of a very combative game. You know that QPR are in a situation they're in with perhaps no winning in a few games, but you know they're going to probably take a percentage approach to it, and they put a lot of balls into areas. They put a lot of long balls up to the striker and tried to win the seconds, and we became a little bit embroiled in that, actually. I mean, when we had opportunities to settle on the second ball, because that's what it was. It was a game of second balls today, which made it tough and not much time and not much control. But when we did have the opportunity, we just couldn't quite find those right decisions in possession, and we couldn't quite find those right passes. And when we did first half, I thought we'd gone some reasonably good areas. We looked fairly comfortable after the sort of first 5-10 minutes, which we warned the players about. And Morrow rises for an excellent cross and knocks it down. And Djukovic, of course, scores his second goal in two games, which we're really pleased about. And I thought he was a real handful throughout the game until he tired late on. What I'm disappointed with is you could see QPR's threat was going to be a direct one from set pieces, and we allowed them an opportunity to get a corner through not really doing our jobs properly defensively. And then we lose Corker. I think Schatz loses Corker for the goal, which he apologised for at half time, but it's then 1-1, and you've got to then show a little bit of resolve to make sure you don't lose control of the game. And at times, second half, we just didn't quite have the energy and the legs to get out. I'm not sure why. Maybe it was, again, because of the directness of the game, but it was end-to-end and the ball's in the air a lot, and perhaps, you know, there's no real respite in the game. But we had to see it out. Legsy made one or two fairly routine but good saves. We made a few blocks and, again, just couldn't quite get into good enough positions ourselves. I think Michael Morrison had a really, really good chance from a set piece to make it 2-0. I think it was about 4 or 5 yards out, and it's probably harder to miss and score, and it just ballooned off his leg and went over, and at that point maybe that was the opportunity to give ourselves a little bit of a breathing space.
Was there elements of today that's a bit of a learning curve as well? For instance, Shea's positioning off Lucas when there's a lot of long ball going from both teams and getting into positions where Lucas can find him.
Yeah, again, it was a difficult one for Shea, I think, today. I thought he struggled to really affect the game. He's a young player, and that's going to happen from time to time. And you know, I felt what we knew would happen was that our two midfielders had to protect that long ball, because it's very deep. There wasn't really any real passing from the back that we could go and press. So therefore, you know that the next ball is going to be the one that's dictates who then has the next little bit of phase of play. And then sometimes that's where perhaps we need Shea just to react and drop in 5 yards to see if he can receive things, or like you say, play off Dukie. But I thought Dukie, you know, he's a young lad, Shea, and he'll learn. But I thought Dukie was really, really good today. Again, held the ball up. I thought caused him a real physical problem. And what I would say really is he probably, out of our attacking players, was the only one really that affected the game in that sense today. They all worked hard in their own way to help us stay in the game in terms of the shape, but just in terms of an attacking threat. Mags at times, a couple of times, looked as though he might get away, but you know, we just couldn't quite find that fluidity to some of our attacks to go and get another goal.
And just a quick word finally about Jack Storer, who came on for the last 5 minutes. Obviously Clayton's injury got him into the 18, but it shows that you trust in him, that he's learnt from what happened against Wolves at the first opportunity. He's back on the first team pitch.
Yeah, well, he stayed on for 8 minutes, didn't he? So that's a start. and I think probably the UFC connotation should end now. But no, look, it's an element of needs must, in all fairness. I don't think necessarily Jack earned his way back into it today, but I just felt as though we needed that option. A bit harsh on Viv, because I felt Viv has, you know, played really well in the 23s in the week, because we've got two wingers already on the bench, then perhaps there's less of a reason to put Viv on. That's why we chose Jack. And in the end, I wanted to keep Dukie on because he was still affecting the game, but he just looked more and more leggy as the game went on. I didn't want him to injure anything, just in case Clayton's not fit for Tuesday. But you know, we probably in a way missed his pace as an outlet today. I would have probably started Clayton and Lucas if I'd have had both fully fit and available, just because I felt that would be the type of game. And at times, maybe we struggled to get up the pitch because of that lack of pace in and around Lucas today.